Well, I am really happy to have Lunasa in studio with me this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello.
And you are in town for this stand-up Charlottesville for Darfur event. Is this your first time in Charlottesville?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Maybe you played the Prism Coffee House?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
In our infancy, we played the Prism a few times.
But most of my recent memory is you playing Harrisonburg. I know we had just talked before that you played in March at the Eastern Mennonite High School in Harrisonburg, and I think you've played there several times, actually.
Well, we've definitely done it twice or three times at this stage now. Really like it, yeah. Good folks running that gig, and we always have a good night, yeah.
Well, welcome back to Charlottesville. I'm glad to have you in the WNRN studios. Where do you come from in Ireland? Or is it a...
We're not allowed to divulge.
Oh.
That's
we're not going to have the county lineup?
No, see, lots of traditional bands have been stalked in the past. So we keep the addresses closely guarded secret. But we're from all over the country, east, west, north and south. We're not based in one particular place. We meet up in airports.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. And then you fly out of Ireland for your gigs.
Out of Ireland, mainly to Charlottesville.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're here. Lunasa is my guest this morning, and you are without your fiddle player. Are we allowed to divulge where he is or what he's doing this morning, or is that a secret?
He's in the skies at the moment, flying from London to Washington, D.C., and he'll be hightailing it then down here for the gig tonight, so he couldn't come out yesterday.
Okay, well, we're glad that you all are here. Could you introduce everyone?
I will indeed. Well, first of all, start with the most important member. That's myself, of course. I'm Kevin, and I play the flute. And then seated next to me, if you can visualize this on your radios, to my right, I have the Illan pipes of Killian Vallely. He comes from County Armagh in the north of Ireland. And then to his right, we have Paul Meehan on the guitar. And then featuring on the double bass, the one and only Trevor Hutchinson. So that'll be the four-piece Lunasa light version today.
Okay, well, let's start with something live from Lunasa this morning in the WNRN studios.
Lovely. Over to you guys. We'll start with a few jigs, if that's okay. Perfect for this time of the morning. Thank you.
WNRN. Lunasa is here in the WNRN studios. They will be playing tonight at the Paramount Theater in a concert called Stand Up Charlottesville for Darfur. Also, Via Farka Touré will be there as well. And we're glad to have them in the WNRN studios. We've been playing Lunasa for a long time here on the morning show, and I've had the pleasure of seeing you guys play live before. Kevin, you play what I would consider to be an Irish flute. Is that a Patrick Allwell flute, or is that...
See, now I'm going to get into trouble.
Uh-oh, why?
If Patrick would like to donate one of his flutes, I'll greatly receive it and look after it for the remainder of my life. But no, Patrick would be... one of the top three flute makers in the world of Irish flute making. I consider him and the guy that made my flutes, an Australian flute maker, Michael Grinter, and a guy based in the UK then, Chris Wilkes. They would be my three favourite flutes in the world as our flute makers, and I'm playing this Australian one at the minute, but
okay.
I always enjoy Pat's flutes. Know the guy very well. Great maker, great guy, great player as well.
Well, and we should mention that he lives right here in this listening area as well.
Yeah.
So.
I do actually play some of his flutes, but they're not this type. But I play his bamboo flutes.
Okay.
They come in kind of different keys. They're kind of handy for slotting in and out of other types of tunes, some of which you'll hear off the CDs. So we will be giving one of Patrick's flutes a bit of an airing later on.
Okay, well, excellent. But one of the things that's really interesting to me watching you all play was all the different kinds of whistles and flutes that you did play. So, I mean, obviously we have... the low pipes,
Illan pipes,
the Illan pipes as well, but it's very kind of whistle and flute driven. Of course, we don't have the fiddler here to have him say his piece on how the fiddle fits into the band, but that to me was part of the interesting was how that seemed to be a big part of what you guys do.
Well, weaving it together is kind of we're an all instrumental band, so the kind of mixing up the instrumentation and stuff like that kind of gives us a little bit more scope, if you like, and opens up the options in terms of making it a little bit more interesting. So we do change things around with whistles and fiddles and create different textures, which is a word that our fiddle player would have used this morning had he been here. So he's not totally left the building. Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have him at least in phrases, not in person here this morning. Well, let's check out this tune. You guys put out this retrospective, in a sense, couple of maybe new versions of things that you've done before.
That's right.
On this, the story so far. How long have you guys been together as a band?
We're heading into the unlucky 13th year now.
Well, lucky for us.
Yeah.
That you're here and doing well and playing. So you've chosen The Miller of
Drohan.
Drohan.
Mm.
Tell us a little bit about this tune.
Well, you mentioned the whistles and the various kind of combinations in that regard. This is a set that kind of perfectly showcases that. This is a tune associated with a musician from Chicago, actually. Her name was Eleanor Neary. She was a piano player there, and she was responsible for a weekly radio show in Chicago, which was called Hanley's House of Happiness. And lots of musicians in the Chicago and Midwest region used to play on this program. And this is a tune that she came up with, so it must be from the 1950s or 60s, called The Miller of Drohan.
Luna says, my guest this morning in the WNRN studios, we will have a pair of tickets to the show tonight at the Paramount Theater, also featuring Viu Farka Touré, a little bit later on while we listen to Lunasa from their retrospective right here on WNRN. WNRN Lunasa from Retrospective. They're putting out in year number 13 story so far, and The Miller of Drohan from that album. And we have most of Lunasa here this morning. The fiddle player is winging it right now towards us, and glad to have most of the band here in the studio. So how did you all, Kevin, how did you all come together, find each other to create this band?
Well, the fiddle player, again, and Trevor were kind of responsible, if you like, for setting the band up. They had been doing a few gigs as a three-piece, Trevor and our guitarist at the time, Donna Hennessy, and Sean. And decided they wanted to kind of expand on the sound a little bit and bring on board pipes and flute. And I got the phone call to go on a tour of Australia with them, which was going to be their first tour officially as the band Lunasa. So I went off, and it was a four-piece then for that tour, and then shortly after that we brought on Killian on the pipes, and as they say, the rest is history. So it's a long, kind of drawn-out kind of history, really. I mean, we started that way. Killian came on board. We headhunted him in New York and kind of coaxed him into the job. And then Paul, who's been with us now for, must be nearly 3 or 4 years now. So Paul Meehan's the most recent addition to the band. So it's kind of been a fairly solid group, though, for a band that's been a traditional Irish group anyway, to be together for 13 years and only have one or two little changes within it is quite...
pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, because we're kind of a fickle bunch, generally.
Well, usually personality driven by one person who they own the name, and people come and go, and they're the person who stays along with the history. There's certainly lots of bands that are like that. Now, the name Lunasa, is this referring to the first day of August?
It is, actually, in this scenario, anyhow. It is the spelling of the band Lunasa is a derivative of the month of August, so... there's another kind of spelling, which is L-U-G-H-N-A-S-A, and that's Lunasa, pronounced the same, but it's more associated with a kind of a pre-pagan type festival that used to take place many moons ago type thing. Pre-pagan. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
It means pagan.
Oh, okay.
Early pagan.
All right, well, Lunasa, my guests this morning here in the WNRN studio, they're playing tonight at the Paramount for Stand Up Charlottesville Darfur. We got word that there's going to be an event starting at 3 o'clock to give away the very last tickets for this show. There's a limited availability, so if you're interested in picking up tickets to this event, besides maybe being the lucky caller a little bit later on today here at WNRN, 3 o'clock at the Paramount. They're going to open the box office, and the last tickets are going to go flying out the door, I am sure. Well, we've chosen a tune, again, from this collection called The Story So Far to play next. Kevin, again, you're in the hot seat to tell us about this track.
These are three pagan classics.
Okay.
The first of these tunes is a Breton dance that we got from a guitarist from Brittany named Gilles Lebigo. And then we play a couple of up-tempo tunes after that, again, of Breton kind of history. We've been associated and been fans of Breton music for a long, long time. So the collective, we call this set Fest Noz, which is like a late-night soiree and dance in Brittany, a bit similar to a Cayley, if you like, or kind of dance.
Lunasa is next on WNRN. WNRN, Lunasa, from their collection, The Story So Far. We're going to have some more live music from them in just a minute. Stand Up Charlottesville for Darfur tonight at the Paramount Theater. Speak will feature Lunasa, also Viu Farka-Touré, and they're going to have a special sales event this afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Paramount. If you're interested in picking up tickets to this event, they're going to want to pack the house. They only have a few more tickets left, and you can pick them up starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to play a little bit more live music before we're done today. What do you got for us, Kevin and gentlemen?
Well, we've got another set of reels, actually, another set. We haven't played any yet, but this is a set, again, taken from our last album, and it's called The Stone of Destiny. So there's 3 reels involved in this set. So we'll give it a lash. Thanks very much. We up? Get.
WNRN, live in the WNRN studios this morning. Lunasa, they're going to be playing tonight for Stand Up Charlottesville 4.4 at the Paramount Theater, along with Viu Farka Touré. And we're really happy to have them here in the WNRN studios this morning. We're kind of wrapping up here. We're going to have time to give away the tickets and play some music from Viu Farka Touré. I wish we had some more time for you gentlemen to play and talk with us, but it's been fabulous to have you here.
Thank you very, very much indeed, and looking forward to tonight. Should be a great gig altogether. Really looking forward to sharing the stage with Viu. And
are you guys going to do any music together?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I mean, you know, there is the whole Afro-Celt thing that's going on, which is kind of fun,
yeah,
of people doing it. I also like...
Well, you'd never know.
Well, I'd, you know, it would be a really cool thing. And,
yeah, the start to something totally new.
Well, we'd invite people to come out and not only stand up for the cause, but also see this really fine set of music and musicians that are going to be here in Charlottesville tonight at the Paramount. And we're really happy to have all of you here this morning in the WNRN studios.